summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
Tonight, as we mentioned in the top of the show, we are going to be talking about...
paper flowers.
Paper flowers. Now, in the studio with us right now is RJ.
Yep.
The guy behind Paper Project by RJ.
Yep.
What else can I tell people apart from the fact that you make paper flowers?
Well, that's basically what I do,
right?
Paper flowers, yeah.
Why did you start doing it?
Well, it was back to last year, end of last year, when I was finding a gift for my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Right. So usually I give fresh flowers. But then I realized that fresh flowers, it doesn't really last.
Right.
And that, right at that time, I was into like origami, paper art. I was like thinking, why not make flowers from paper.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So when I make the paper bouquet, so I started to love it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I try it out and give it to all my friends. Then I think that it's a nice work.
So but what was the reaction from your girlfriend when you gave her paper flowers and not a bouquet?
She was like, oh, she's really quite happy with my effort.
Uh-huh.
Oh, because you made it.
Yeah.
There seems to be that whole thing, right? You know, oh, there's much more thought gone into it because they've done it with their own hands.
Yeah, but I know, you know, when you get real flowers, it doesn't last long. Maybe 3 days or 4 days later, you know, it would turn brown. Mm-hmm. But when you give paper flowers to someone and... yeah, you can keep it, but what if it gets crumpled or maybe, you know, stacked by books or something?
Yeah, that's the problem. that's one of the problems. So whenever we give our flowers to our customer, we tell them, try not to touch it too much. Just place it in a stationary vase.
Wait, are your paper flowers scented?
Some of it, yes, mm-hmm. scented. And some of it is, I mean, in a rush, and I would tell them, sorry, maybe I don't have the time to like make it scent.
So tell them to just spray some perfume on it.
Yeah. Usually for the scented, it usually takes about 2 days to make it like...
Oh, does it? Oh.
Yeah.
2 days?
What
why?
Yeah.
You know those alcoholic base, those like in indoors perfume?
Yes.
Okay, like potpourri like
that. Yeah,
that
type. So I would just place it, all my flowers, mm-hmm. like around it for 2 days. For the smell to last longer.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you were saying earlier on about customers, right?
Yep.
So this has gone from being a problem that needs to be solved to a business.
Yep.
And how well is the business doing right now?
It's actually doing quite okay because I'm just starting it like small scale.
Mm.
Yeah, doing it online, doing through Facebook and WhatsApp. Yeah, just to try to like advertise on Facebook, see whether there's customer respond to it. It's also something like seasonal, like during Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Usually those are the times that we have more customers.
And people buy?
Yeah.
They people, okay. I'm curious about this, you know. Would you buy paper flowers yourself?
Honestly, no.
Why?
Honestly, no. Because why? Because I like real flowers.
Mm.
And because real flowers, they have their own scent.
Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, again, you know, if someone would actually, you know, take up the effort to make me a bouquet of origami flowers, I would be touched.
Well, this is RJ. We're going to ask RJ's comment on this in a few minutes. See, he can kind of defend himself and say, right, no, you need my paper flowers.
I want you to convert me.
Yeah. All right. Easy, Tiger. If you stay in touch, folks, if you want to get your hands on a BFM goodie bag, we're giving one of those away at the end of the show. All you have to do is answer this question for us.
Now, one of the common origami is the paper crane. What is it called in Japan? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Tell us your name, IC number, and tell us why you deserve to win.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages with me, myself, Adeline. And of course, RJ. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is
RJ.
He's with us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. You can find out more about him at Paper Project by RJ, 23-year-old student, currently on his final year in uni, studying economics. Paper art enthusiast, making paper flowers.
Now, I'm curious. Now, you brought us a bouquet of flower, a yes. paper flower. Oh, what kind of flowers are they?
Well, they're actually made out of Kusudama flowers and tulips.
Kusudama flowers. Yeah. What is that?
Well, Kusudama, actually, it doesn't exist in the real world, these kind of flowers.
You just created it, lah.
Yeah, I'm not the one who created it. I learned it. So that's the name of the paper flower itself. It's for, it was from Japan. Mm-hmm. So it's called Kusudama. That's the name of that paper flower.
So how many kinds of, or types of flowers do you know how to make?
Well, currently, I know how to make like four of them. Mm-hmm. They are Kusudama, tulips, roses, and lily. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what about in terms of pairing colors? Because I see it's colorful. Your yes. bouquet of flowers is colorful. But in terms of pairing colors, you know, making it into a nice bouquet of flowers, how do you do that? I'm sure that's a lot of effort you have put in, right? Yeah.
So when I wanted to like think out of my mind, like I wanted to pair the colors of the flowers,
yeah,
it actually took me like a very hard time. I had a very hard time on it.
How long does it take for you to do that? Oh,
like for one whole day, mm-hmm. I couldn't come up with a nice scheme of color. Mm. So I turned it to Google. Like, yeah. So from Google...
Wait. That's a very man response, right? I don't know how to pair the colors, so I Googled it. I'd do the same. I would do the same.
Yeah. So we can do everything with Google. Yeah.
Right.
So if I still can't decide on it, I would turn it to my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So she has a good sense of colors. Like, I think usually the girls, they have like the good sense of colors. Then they will tell you like, what kind of colors that girls like, what kind of colors is suitable for this occasion.
Yeah. Now, for you to design a bouquet of flowers, right, how long does it take for you to design it?
Good question.
I'm sure you have quite a number of clients buying these origami flowers from you, paper flowers from you, right? How long, if you have like, they will book in advance, how long does it take for you to design it?
Well, for the design, before I launched that product, it will took me about like 3 days to finalize the design to make it like suitable for that occasion, like for example Valentine's Day. Yeah, so from that, when I finalize it, in order to make one bouquet, it usually took me about 1.5 hours to produce one bouquet of the paper flowers.
But you are studying, you're currently a student right now, right?
Yep.
Where do you find time to design these flowers?
Well,
he's a final year student. All he's got to do is write a paper and maybe
saying it's easy. Come on, you need time
to study.
Well, even though you're a student, you still can find time to do it.
Right.
Right. You just have to cut short your like unnecessary tea time, unnecessary like work time. Yeah.
Yeah. So you operate from home?
Yeah.
What do your friends and family think about this?
My parents, they don't really actually agree with it.
Why?
Because coming from a traditional Malaysian Chinese family, they think that you are a student, you should focus on the study. Mm.
But you are earning money on the side as well, right?
Yeah, but they don't think that this could last long. Mm. They say, since you're studying economics, you should like take up jobs from the economics field. Yeah, that kind of thinking. So I would like to prove them wrong. Yeah.
I'm going to say, isn't entrepreneurship part of the economic field?
Yeah.
Say?
Yeah, but right. Because it's flowers, they think that, oh, guys shouldn't like venture into this kind of stuff.
Right.
Do you plan to take this as a career for you or, you know, just a passion, you know, a pastime?
Currently, it's my passion, but I'm trying to develop it into my long-term career.
Mm.
Yep.
This is what you want to do full-time?
Yes.
Okay. So how are you going to expand from flowers? What other things do you intend to do?
I mean, well, besides flowers, I also do anything related to papers. Like, for example, pop-up cards.
Oh.
Yeah. Recently, during Father's Day, we did one pop-up cards. There's a bow tie on the cover page. And the inside, there's like the happy Father's Day.
That's pop-ups. Cute. So when you open the card, it's like a 3D thing,
right? Yeah, a 3D, DAD, and it pops up and with the balloons.
Very cool.
That's a thing. One of the things we came out, and we're going to expand it to like, maybe we'll expand giving up classes, origami classes, because actually origami is, it's beneficial to your health and mental as well. Mm. Yeah,
a lot of patience, right?
Yeah, a lot of patience. And besides that, maybe we do some like decorations for occasions like birthday or wedding.
I can imagine it being quite zen. I know I'm one of these people that has very little patience when it comes to certain things. I mean, how do you not get frustrated? I mean, when you're first learning origami, for example, there must have been lots of paper being thrown away and screaming and shouting and stamping of feet and all kinds of stuff.
I got impatient like very easily.
Right.
Yeah, but I feel that if you are doing someone for the one you love and you would actually put your effort, but if you're going to turn this into a business, a career.
That's what I mean.
And you're really doing for people that you don't know. It's just you're doing for customers, you know. Yep. So where do you find your patience, your time and, you know, your mentally, your mind is set, you know, on making money out of this?
Not really.
Not really.
My mind is set on making beautiful flowers because I love doing it.
Mm.
I love doing paper art. I think that's the key to make me be patient on doing my bouquet.
Now, how much do you charge then?
Well, for that normal bouquet, like for the one I just gave you, the three kusudamas and three tulips, I charge you about 30 ringgit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And for the single stock, for now, we also sell single stock as well. We sell it for like 5 ringgit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we also have the premium flowers where we get those premium papers from different craft stores.
Yeah.
That we choose it to match with the colour. It's in a bigger size, so we charge 10 ringgit.
Which is the most sellable ones?
It's the bouquet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the name of the bouquet is called Delicate.
The one you got for us?
That is the special design for you guys.
Yeah. So nice. Special.
Question.
Okay.
How good are you at making a paper aeroplane? I mean, come on. It's origami, right?
Yeah.
This is one of those things that when I was a kid, it would pass the time of day and you would have games with it and one thing. How good are you?
Well, was once I made a paper plane that can fly like 10 seconds. I think it's normal.
10 seconds?
Amateur.
How many seconds can your plane fly?
About 30.
30?
Yeah. Because it flies so slow.
Can we make one later?
Later, yeah. Yeah, I'll show you another time. Right. But this is kind of, I'm interested now because I see what your parents are saying, that, you know, you're a guy, you're a guy, first of all and foremost, and, you know, and you're going to get parents saying that kind of thing. You're making, you know, paper flowers and one thing or another. But you genuinely seem very, you know, focused on this, and it's become a passion. Now, when we're talking about expansion and things that you want to do, do you have ideas of like a pop-up store or something like that that maybe, you know, you're looking into or anything like that?
Yeah, I hope so, that one day we'll have a store for all these products.
Because in my mind, what's the typo? A store like Typo, you know, where they sell mugs and they sell this, that, and the other. I could kind of see the things that you're making in one of those kind of stores. You know, a small little store that you walk past in one of the bigger malls, and you're seeing different bouquets of flowers, and you're seeing, you know, all these kind of this paper art. I could see it working in something like that.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yep. I really hope so that I can develop into this to come up with a store to store all my products, to display all my products in the store. But currently, we're doing like online base, and when there's like a flea market, we just display our products on the booth. Yeah, currently we're doing it in this base.
In terms of kind of interaction via Instagram and Facebook, what's the response like? I mean, you know, people, because Instagram is one of those places now, particularly here in Malaysia, that seems to do very well with a product like this that's visually appealing, that you can take good pictures of, right? How important is it for you to get a good picture of the stuff that you're selling?
It is very, very important to get the right angle, the right light.
Right.
So for a really good product picture that I take, it actually took me about half a day to take one picture of the bouquet. It's actually, it's quite not that easy to find the correct lightning and the correct angle. So I master it through like various, like, keep taking pictures, keep try and error.
And then on during, like, you know, regular, well, when you have Father's Day, Mother's Day, you know, other occasions, you know, what about like now, you know, there's no occasion happening, so do you still get people buying flowers from you?
Yeah, it's not as happening as during those mm-hmm. Festivals. But mm-hmm. I still get customers once in a while. They mm-hmm. just contact me, ask whether is this available. Yeah. Then I'll just try to set a time with them. Mm. Yeah. Then I'll make the bouquet with them.
Who are your target market then? Are you targeting like students or working class people? Who buys your paper flowers?
Currently, they are all students.
Mm-hmm.
Or currently, they are all students. But I got one customer. They are like middle-aged parents.
Mm-hmm.
She got it for her mother during Mother's Day. And yeah, but now my target students are those that find, they're trying to find gifts that are unique, economic,
yeah,
and long lasting.
Right. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to making paper flowers, buying papers aren't cheap. So the papers that you buy and spending so much time making a bouquet of flowers, does it cover your cost then?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to get it. Have to plan out my budget well. Yeah, that's it. So for those papers, like before I want to make the product, I'll just get like random A4 scrap paper to like trial and error. Yeah.
I remember, Richie, on the top of the show, you mentioned, you know, about funerals.
Yeah. Yes. Have people been to you and asked you for you know, like, we're getting married, give us some flowers. Somebody's passed away, can you make some flowers? Anything like that yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
So far, the special ones are only birthdays.
Right.
Yeah.
Other markets for you there.
Yeah.
Right. It's time for us to take a very short break, of course. We'll be back after these messages. But before we go, we have a question for you.
Now, one of the common origami is the paper crane. What is it called in Japan? Send your name and your IC number to 016201 9000. Tell us why you deserve to win.
Okay, we'll be back in a couple of minutes with news from page two and, of course, Smarty Pants. Are you a competitive person, RJ?
Yes.
Good. All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
BFM 89.9 at the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is
RJ.
So we've got a question for you folks. One of the common origamis or common pieces of origami is the paper crane. What do they call it in Japan? Send in your answer to
016-201-9000. Send us your name, IC number, and tell us why you deserve to win.
We've been talking about paper flowers with RJ here. He's got this project called Paper Project by RJ. Check it out on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram and Facebook.
And Facebook, if you're interested. So he's a paper art enthusiast, makes these wonderful bouquets of flowers, all that kind of stuff. So we've been talking about, you know, how you make money at it, where you started, how it goes to. Now we're going to move on to news from page two.
That's
right. That was right. All right, so we've got this little thing called news from page two, and it sounds a bit like this.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
Come on, Adeline, what are you talking about?
Chicken wings.
What?
Stealing chicken wings. All right, so when you hear...
Wait, let's see how excited she's got. Have you noticed this? Yeah. She's talking about food and stealing, all in the same sentence.
No, because I'm just... mind blown. Okay, when someone commit a crime,
yes.
Okay, and it's either you're not murdered, you murdered someone,
taking it to the most extreme example.
Yeah,
you can.
Extreme.
Right.
You know, yeah. when you're in a prison, if you ask, hey, bro, what kind of crime you committed, man?
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, I killed someone, blah blah blah. But this is, dude, you stole $41,000 worth of chicken wings.
Whoa.
Dude, $41,000 worth of chicken wings.
Whoa. Tell me more.
So this father and son, they were prisoned. But the son, I think the son was only prisoned for just a few years, but the father had more because the father was the mastermind behind this whole entire...
Mastermind behind this whole entire operation.
Yeah. So they were... Well, the father and son diverted chicken wings from a supplier to sell on the black market.
Okay. Where is this, Adeline?
This is in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they stole $41,000 worth of wings between February and late November last year. And then, they were prison. And then the judge remarked, he said that, I think this guy was more than complimentary in describing anybody in this as a mastermind, which is the father, behind this whole entire,
crime syndicate.
That kind of thing. So, 41,000 worth of chicken wings. What are you going
to
do
with
it?
Who do they sell them to? Do we know?
No, they didn't say, actually.
So, what they did is they pretended to be a company, as I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's right.
So that they could get stuff shipped to them.
They have to pay back all 41,000 to the restaurant and the insurance company as well. It doesn't matter whether the father is paying or the son is paying, but yeah.
You gotta pay for the crime, dude.
You gotta pay for your chicken wings, dude.
I think 41,000 of dollars of chicken wings can last for whole year.
Yeah, at least a year. I'm imagining. That's a lot of chicken wings, dude.
It's a lot. I can, yeah.
Yeah, you could probably eat that in a week.
Oh,
right?
I'm thinking of Wong Ah Wai Jalan right now. All right.
Okay, so we're going to move on now. This story I've got is about a Russian social media site set up for, wait for it, pets.
Right. Hey, what?
Yeah, I know.
How does it work?
Right. A popular Russian social media site is launching a platform where pets, or perhaps their owners, can let the world know what's going on in their lives. Right? So it's called Odno Klasniki, which means classmates in Russian, just in case you didn't know.
So wait. What
Odno Klasniki.
Okay.
Odno Klasniki.
I get it. Right. Go on with the story.
They say that its site is the first of its type in the world, and although the software is still in development, users can already register their pets. So it's an online animal hangout.
So it's like Facebook, but animals.
Yeah.
Facebook for animals.
Kind of, yeah. So the little friends in question, they need to be registered by name, their breed, their gender, and their age, so that the other owners can find them and soulmates, essentially. It's like online dating for pets. Tinder for pets and Facebook for pets.
So, I know there are a lot of people now in Malaysia, they set up, well, not only Malaysia, like other countries as well, they set up Instagram for their dogs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And post up pictures just...
I'm just curious. I mean, you know, I have friends who have created, you know, Instagram accounts and Facebook accounts for their pets.
For their pets.
Yeah.
They're more famous. They have more followers than them.
I know.
I don't get it.
I know.
Why?
I mean, we have a mutual friend who has, you know, an Instagram account for his cat.
And when they post up, and it's like you're talking to yourself.
But I mean,
like, hey, how do I look today?
It is right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, is this the trend though? You know, is that where we're going? That, you know, who puts up? I'm just.
Well, I mean. Okay, to be fair, when they post up something...
I love that word. I love the word.
When you post up... Well, you have both cats. You have two cats.
I do, yes.
You don't post up cat photos unless they're being cheeky or like...
Yes.
You got stuck up the aircon or something or out the window. But it's just one-off. You don't have...
Right.
You don't set up like, you know, Instagram or social media for your pets.
Although it has given me an idea.
Are you serious?
No. But here's the thing. The cats and the internet were like two things that were created that perfectly matched, right?
Okay.
You're not with me on this. Are you a cat person by any chance?
No, I'm not.
Okay, right. So for whatever reason, you post a picture of a cat on any social media platform and it will get likes. A lot of likes.
A lot,
more
definitely.
Than dogs.
And also
right?
with hashtags that you put in.
And I don't understand why. I
mean, dogs off Instagram, cats off Instagram.
Right. They have thousands and thousands of posts. But do we really need another one, particularly in Russia? You know, I don't know.
Are they bored?
Odno Krasniki. It's just, you know. But anyway.
Can you make money out of it?
No, not yet. But you can get a lot of likes, from what I understand.
So what's the point of getting a lot of likes on your pet
Well,
photo?
I'm guessing the more likes,
maybe more
the
followers.
More likes you get, the more people recognize your pet. So
and?
If your pet goes missing...
So your cat would be a celebrity then?
Yeah, on...
celebrity pet?
Correct, on Odno Krasniki.
Anyway, I love the name.
Enough of that. I'm going to have to move on because it's a non-story. But anyway, ladies and gents, we've got Smarty Pants coming up. And that sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
Come back to the story.
Oh, here we go. Go on. Yeah.
If your pet, your dog or your cat or your hamster or your guinea pig or
whatever,
is cute.
Yeah.
I don't mind looking at it on Instagram, actually.
See, I already said that, right? Yeah, animals and Facebook. Yeah, all right.
They just give a very cute face and the stupid things that they do on Instagram, whatever.
It's like most people on Instagram, though. They pull their silly faces and, you know, they get likes for it.
I know, right?
Right, yeah. I'm saying nothing. Right, RJ. You said you're a competitive man. I'm going to ask you as many questions as I can in 3 minutes. Try and get as many right as you can. Right. If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right on, okay?
Okay.
Your 3 minutes start now. In the game of Cluedo, what colour is the piece that represents Mrs. Peacock? Is it blue or red?
Skip.
Dermatology is the study of which part of the human body, the skin or the hair?
Skin.
The majority of the Amazon rainforest is contained in which country, Argentina or Brazil?
Brazil.
What is the national animal of England? Is it a lion or a swan?
Lion.
I didn't know that.
Really? Pavane, Polonaise and Polka are all types of which activity, dancing or painting?
Dancing.
Correct. Bukit Timah is the highest point in which Republic of Southeast Asia? Indonesia or Singapore?
Singapore.
Correct. What is the name of the famous London Museum which houses the most famous collection of wax figures in the world? Is it Madame Tussauds or Ripley?
Madame Tussauds.
Correct. What is the collective term for a group of unicorns, a herd or a blessing?
Skip.
Okay. What is the name of the branch of biology that studies plants? Is it botany or arbory?
Plants. Botany.
Correct. What is the name of a long-bodied marine fish and a person who unscrupulously exploits or swindles others? A shark or a salmon?
Shark.
On a regular clock face, what number is opposite 3? 9 or 10?
9.
Actor Jay Silverheels is famous for playing which fictional television American Indian? Connor Kenway or Tonto?
Tonto.
Which four-letter word beginning with F, careful, is a blunt weapon used in fencing and to thwart or prevent from being successful? Foil or fork?
Foil.
Correct. How many times can an A4 piece of paper be folded in half? 7 or 8?
You should know those, right?
Come on, have a guess.
Yeah, 7.
Correct. What type of jump is made by jumping from a tall structure wearing a strong rubber cable usually fastened around the ankles? Is it a base jump or a bungee jump?
Base jump.
It's a bungee jump. On a QWERTY keyboard, which letter lies between A and D? Is it S or X?
S.
Correct. Buffalo, Bermuda, Fescu and carpet are all types of what? Grass or meat?
Grass.
Correct. How many months of the year have 31 days? 6 or 7?
7.
In a company's hierarchy, what does CFO stand for? Chief Field Officer or Chief Finance Officer?
Chief Finance Officer.
What is the national animal of Finland? Polar bear or the brown bear?
Skip.
According to the proverb, a what is worth 1,000 words? A letter or a picture?
Picture.
Which breed of dog is cartoon character Snoopy? Is he a beagle or a Great Dane?
Great Dane.
He's a beagle. I'll give you one more question. What is the name of the galaxy that contains the Earth? Is it the Milky Way or the Andromeda Galaxy?
The Milky Way.
It is indeed. Right, we are out of time. We'll be right back after these messages to find out how well RJ did. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
This is
RJ.
Just before the break, RJ was taking part in Smarty Pants, of course. Nothing to do with anything he does for a living or his, you know, university career or anything like that.
Part of one question.
I think there's one question in there, right?
Yeah. How many times can you fold, right, that paper?
That's it. Yeah. 7, apparently.
7.
So, of course, we have a giveaway running. If you want to win yourself a goodie bag, answer this question for us.
Now, one of the common origamis, the paper crane, what is it called in Japan? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Tell us why you deserve to win.
Okie dokie, let's go through some of the questions he got wrong and then we can tell people how well he did.
Now, in the game of Cluedo, what colour is the piece that represents Mrs. Peacock? Is blue. What is the collective term of a group of unicorns? Is blessing. What type of jump is made by jumping from a tall structure wearing a strong rubber cable, usually fastened around the ankles? Is bungee jump. What is the national animal for Finland? Is brown bear. And which breed of dog is cartoon character Snoopy? Is beagle.
He's a beagle, isn't he?
Ladies and gentlemen, RJ scored 18 points.
Pretty good, RJ. Well done. Congratulations. Right, first and foremost, thank you very much for coming on the show. We honestly didn't know how we were going to approach this because we were like, how do we talk about paper flowers.
But I think it's quite in depth. You know, we learn a lot about paper flowers and the types of flowers. So now you've learned four types of flowers.
Yes.
What kind of flowers do you wish to learn?
Well, I wish to learn other types of flowers, like, you know, not exactly flowers, cactus.
Ooh, that could be interesting.
That's one of the things I would like to try out. Yeah. Paper cactus, origami cactus.
You could just make a cylinder and then put toothpicks in it.
That's not really
that's how I did it. No? Okay, no, just an idea, just an idea. Yeah. I'd buy that, though. You know, if I saw that on a shelf, you know, folded like a cactus.
Yeah,
yeah, I think I would. I'd be very keen on that. You know, not the toothpick, not mine, his.
Okay, you don't have green hands, so I think paper flowers will work for you.
I do have green hands.
No, you don't. Your mom does.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
You have not seen my plants back home.
You don't have? Do you even have plants at
home? I do.
I know your mom just bought a plant recently.
It's already dead.
Oh my god!
She should buy paper flowers.
She should buy paper flowers. Now, how can people find out more about the stuff that you do? Where can they visit and check out?
Well, just visit the Facebook page. It's called Paper Project by RJ, and also as well as Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, you can contact us through the phone number. It's stated there.
Lovely.
All right. Okay, so one of the questions we asked earlier, one of the common origami is the paper crane, and what is it called in Japan? It's called suru.
Is it?
I'm telling you, it's suru.
Correct. If you've answered that correctly, you'll be hearing from us at the end of the show, and you may well win yourself a BFM goodie bag. Ooh, I'm so excited. Now, time for fact of the day. How many facts have you got, Adeline? I have three,
but I'm going to tell you one.
Oh, go on then.
Now, did you know that Americans throw away $62 million worth of coins every year?
Well, that's just silly, isn't it?
It is.
My fact is your fact number three. Bill Gates has a McDonald's gold card for unlimited free fast food.
Let's throw out the last one. Sean Connery was once pulled over and fined by a British police officer for speeding. Now, the officer's name was Sergeant James Bond.
Really? There you go. Okay, RJ, thank you very much. Good luck with the project. I hope it does...
All the best for you.
I hope it blooms.
It would.
By the way, on 5th of November, there's a TEDx in Subang.
Uh-huh.
I was invited to display my products over there.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, in Subang.
All right, lovely.
So what time?
It starts on 9 a.m. in the morning until like 6 p.m. at night.
Okay,
so
guys,
those who are interested,
if you like to,
come and visit.
All right.
Check out
brilliant.
Paper Project by RJ.
Thanks, RJ.
Right.
You have been listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I've been Adeline Chung.
This has been
RJ.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.